My daughter, Sophia Estes, went to work at the Allen Canning factory in Lowell in the summer of 1978. She'd just finished high school. It seemed an ideal job for a beginner with little experience, no special skills required. When she reported for work the first day, she was issued a pair of surgical gloves and informed that the day's product was spinach. The supervisor assigned a station for her on a line where an overhead conveyor carried hot cooked spinach, dumping it onto a flat space in the middle of the workspace. As the belt turned around the central space, it moved cans in front of the workers. Each person scooped up spinach with gloved hands and stuffed it into the sterile cans. Having poor vision, Sophia had worn glasses since she was 2 years old. The heat and steam in the plant caused the thick, heavy glasses to slide down her nose as she worked. She could not push them up without contaminating her work gloves, so she attempted to shrug her right shoulder while leaning her head toward it in order to keep the spectacles from falling into the cans, turning past her. It worked once. The second time she attempted to push the glasses back on her nose, the lens popped out and shot into a can of freshly packed spinach just as it passed her. She panicked and began moving the cans off the conveyor so that they would not reach the area where they would be capped and where the lens would surely be lost forever. All the other women were still trying to pack spinach in the cans until someone saw a rat run across the floor. The rodent caused a riot. The women began to scream and scurry away from the workspace. The cans of spinach, Sophia said on the floor, were kicked over and spilt as the workers distanced themselves from the rat. The foreman shut the line down and called for a cleanup crew, who scooped up the slimy green vegetable and hosed down the floor. Soon the line was up and running again. Someone located the can which contained Sophia's lens. She snapped the glass back in the frame and was ready to finish the shift. As the embarrassed teenager clocked out, the supervisor asked her what happened. She explained how the lens just popped out as she tried to push her glasses up. "Does this happen often?" he asked. "It never did before," Sophia said, her face reddening. "Well, these things happen occasionally, but try to tighten that frame so it won't do it again," he said as he left the building. Sophia called in sick the next morning and never returned. Her cannery career was over.